Let's begin with the Mordechai in Siman Tzadi Beis. Shuvas Harav Rezim Yverdun Diktek, very fascinating diktek. We saw this on Thursday. Mitakama Mayam Shalem Sof Ishto Asura, Velo Ka'oma Asura La Olam, Shmamino, the Lav La Olam Ka'oma. It's quite a chiddush. It's a pshat. Isn't that amazing? I don't want to read any further. We read it already on Thursday. We're starting with this. Now, this is a wild chiddush. A wild chiddush. The case, the particular case that he's talking about, is Ishash and his Agna Arba Shonim. Right, this is the first words on page Yud Ches in our print. 4 years. Didn't say it had to be 4 years, but 4 years. Now, the Beis Yosef quotes this in Siflam and Beis, and is very upset. Says, this is wrong, we never heard of this, we don't accept it at all, completely reject it. However, the question becomes whether this rejection is a rejection for all time or a rejection which is not necessarily for all time. That's the question. Okay. So, someone will do me a favor. I brought the wrong volume in here. On my desk, where it just came from, this you can put back. It says, I need the one that says Zion Ches. I just want to read it from inside. There's a very important series of tshuvas about this nakuda. Some of it you can actually see in Pesach Tshuva a little bit. I don't want to read you more elaborately from the Otzer HaPoskim, that it's true that a person could be disappeared for who knows how long, maybe somewhere else, and we just don't know where he is. But he's unable to communicate, etc. But nowadays, the world has changed. Not that the halacha changes, the world has changed. Now there's so much more communication, so many possibilities to communicate from one place to the other. Thank you so much. But the fact that he didn't communicate is itself an indication that he is no longer amongst the living. I'd like to read it to you from Otzer HaPoskim. Those who want to look it up later on. It's Sif Katan Reish Samach. There's a whole discussion, which is called over here, in Os Tezayin, Ovad Zichro. So the base Yosef quotes this Mordechai. All the poskim argue in Rabbi Elazar b'Yverdun for many, many reasons. The Divrei Rabbi Elazar ain le'mamash yismoch. Ooh, there's no basis just because he disappeared for X period of time. Quotes a whole litany, Gedolei Poskim who rejected this cool of the Mordechai Siman Tzadi Beis. However, in Os Yud Zayin, he quotes the other side. Those poskim will say that no, that we absolutely can rely upon the words of the Mordechai, at least in certain situations. For example, Bizman Hazeh. Among them, he quotes the Minchas Yitzchak of Yitzchak Yaakov Weiss. Chelek Aleph Simen Aleph. This is this classical tshuva about the Holocaust. He says, the question that Rabbi Elazar b'Yverdun are not to be kashus. He goes further than that. He says, and I quote, he says, Kayom hazeh nischaska od hasvara hanal adeh hamtzos chadosh shav olam ha-telegraph v'ha-telephone u'b'chol ir v'ir yotzen v'chtveitim u'v'hem yidubar al kol ha-mikrum ha-shay yishava v'olam u'sharei tevel psuchim lifnei kol ha-shay adeh zeh ho-yu umdun ha-gedola u'muchachas k'chazoka t'asim ikor ha-svara d'adifa mirov u'mahani af lo-hotzi moment. No communication today. There's telephone, there's telegraph, there's newspapers, there's everything. This is already written in the aftermath of World War II in the late 40s. What are we going to say today in 2012 when we have instant communication everywhere. So therefore, this is a change in the fact of the world, which is found over here. You'll tell me, it's a davar shebeminyan. The acid, in this case, and davar shebeminyan, tzorach minyan achal atir, which we cannot do, says Dayan Weiss here, Hainu mitchilo hayarak heter, v'nesar, so be yisura omen, ava mitchilo mitzvah b'davar, after asra davar levat la mitzvah, v'achas eiz atam, we'll get it with yog, memeluk shebot la tam, lo menevat la mitzvah, b'li shum tam. Achidish godo ma'od, whenever Chazal made an iser, which prevents the fulfillment of a mitzvah, by definition, it's not a low pluk. He says it on his own. If you look at Rav Shechter's Svar, you find exactly the same thing. Could be. I'm not sure who Rav Shechter is. Because it could be. I'm not sure which of his Svar is Big Vayatzal. Is that what it is? He quotes a Russian Ksubis. Ksubis bin Indichrin, that's when someone in the fourth paragraph of Ksubis comes to exactly the same conclusion. But now he says, if he said, "Gam beninu didan yeshloma," came the chazina the choshu chachomim madharbe letakonas agunus, for who mitzvah, okay, and you sell us for Torah, etc., etc. For came the mitzvah lahati yeshloma in botel atav, lomen about la mitzvah, yeah, and this is the agunus shenishu mi Auschwitz, v'mashe herech sham diaf below avazicham. It's at least ma'am shen himself, as we saw in the Gemara. That's lo nisa lechatchila v'mnisa lo teitze. So what pushes it over the top to nisa lechatchila, tinasa lechatchila, is this Rabbi Elazar Miverdon reconstituted in the late 1940s. Yes?
How can you say that to start with that it's a davar shebeminyan? It's a machlokas in the Rishonim, so you say davar shebeminyan.
No, those who argue Rabbi Elazar Miverdon will say it's a davar shebeminyan, mayin shen lesof is asur. And don't start telling me if you wait X amount of time, it's okay. We don't find the source of any in Shas. And that's psak halacha forever. He says, no, because that's preventing you from doing a mitzvah, the mitzvah of the woman getting married, remarried, having children, etc. That's the chiddush of the Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Aleph, Simen Aleph, as cited here in the Otzer Aposkim, again, Tzivkot and Reish Samach, Os Yud Zayin. What's the shear of what we call Neva Zichro, this Heter? He has a case over here, it's 4 years. So if you look a little further in Oschaf, he says as follows. Cases of 5 years is a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi talks about that. This is Yerushalmi, which is quoted over here in Os, earlier in Os Yuzayim, but by a Sefer that I'm not familiar with the Sefer it's coming from. Sefer Ben Poros. He quotes a Yerushalmi. Again, I'm not a Sabokin Yerushalmi. Apparently, the Yerushalmi says, if 5 years pass, so then the Isser no longer exists. And he goes on to say, we have a telephone today that thinks you don't have to wait 5 years anymore. This is the Isser. The case is Perek Yud Alocha Beis. Okay? B'shahoru al chomesh shonim asura mikan ve'elech muteris. So the Pnei Moshe ad chomesh shonim ti asura b'shem yavo habal. Okay, but after 5 years zinum de zinuchach lo yizvare bevare meis tim lo kein hayava o nodem imenem b'meshach hazman hazeh harav. Even though the Yerushalmi brought it in the context of a Ross Bezdin, a Kaponimus Mefurisha didn't come for a long time. You have a right to assume that he is dead. Okay, so we had the Rav Yoh had 4 years, the Mordechai had 4 years, Yerushalmi has 5 years. He writes over here in Oschav that at least nowadays, you don't have to wait so long. How long must you wait? Those days. Nowadays, no. 12 months. 12 months. He quotes a Rashi in Brachas, believe it or not. This is over the Or HaMeir. Rashi says, in Brachas, Daf Nun Ches, Shikchas HaMeir Subiyud Beis Chodesh. Wait a minute. That means that a person who dies, you forget about. It doesn't mean he's died, he's dead. It's just an asmach to bialma, as the Chasam Sofer calls it. That's from the Sefer Or HaMeir. Of course, the same Ben Poros, but it's 5 years from the Yerushalmi. Yeah, but that's Lav Dafka. He thinks 12 months would suffice. Where do you get that from? Avedas Chepetz. Daviyish Stomach, Ayud Beis Chodesh. That's a Shalosh Regal in the Mosin Bavim in Perak Elim Metzias. Maybe it's the same as the Shkach, the Kibmes, but he used to clay Oved. Clay Oved is a Kli. So, Avedas Odom, Shenever Beishto. Yud Beis Chodesh. The promise against the Mefurash Mishnah. What's the Mefurash Mishnah? Min HaKuvah L'mat L'tinose Afilu L'yach Yud Beis Chodesh. What does that mean? Take a look over here, Abosai, in the Mishnah. Back to the Gemara itself. Out of the Mordechai for the moment, back to the Talmud Bavli. Kuf Chaf Aleph Amin Aleph. The last 2 lines of the Mishnah. Echa Sheshul Shalu L'yavlo Olsa B'yodam El Raglo. Amru Chachamim, Min HaKuvah L'malo T'inose. Min HaKuvah L'mato Lo T'inose. Because you can survive if it's cut off beneath the knee, not if it's cut off higher up. Wait a minute. And if it's Makuvah L'mat T'inosim is immediately, look on the side, it says over here in Zion, look in Shulchan Aruch, Sif Lamed Beis. Everyone has a Shulchan Aruch today? Please, I hope. Either a Shulchan Aruch or a computer, or both, or look on with somebody. Okay. Simon Yet Yud Zion, Sif Lamed Beis. This thing is quoted. Oh, says the Mechaber, Shushalu ala yavlo, ala biyodam ala raglo, merakuvu lamala masinas ishto, liyacha yud beis chodesh, shetrefa eino chaya yud beis chodesh. Doesn't say that in Shas Bavli. Where does it come from? Liyacha yud beis chodesh. What's the source for this din? So if you look on the Baragola, harava magad v'shem aramban v'rashbo, and now it's based upon the Yerushalmi, because if it's amputated above the knee, because it's considered to be here in a trefum, can I live for 12 months? So we see the concept of 12 months only works in this kind of a case. Were it not for the fact that we know it's a trefum, 12 months wouldn't work. So how can you say 12 months works? It's against the Mefurash, I can't use the word Mishnah, a Mishnah with a presumed Yerushalmi, with a Ramban and a Rashba. That's his bothering him. Comes the Chasam Sofer and says, true, the Mordechai said 4 years, maybe they have to wait 2 years. But Bismanenu, the Kaviyah Doar B'chol Asar, every place has a post office. V'yachol Lichtov Lebeso, Sagi B'pachos. And therefore, he says, 2 years, you know why 2 years? Till 2 years, she's an Aguna. All right, we find a place where Chazal or Machmer for an Aguna. What does that mean? That Machmer, not to let her be married to. Where do you find that? Menekes, months and months ago. Menekes chaver, she cannot get married, so we can be up to 2 years. So therefore, up to 2 years, we can't jump the gun so fast. Okay? Another place he writes, it's enough to have 12 months. Zeche ledover, this doesn't mean it's a real raya. The shkach to give the base for leiv, hameitz mishtakeh, hacha yud beis chodesh, brachos num chesam et beis. Then he adds, v'gabedina de malchusa, they call, is this person alive? They write in all the newspapers. It doesn't come in 12 months. Nechshav Ovad Zimra. Maybe for insurance purposes, I'm not sure what the government needs this for. Shmamino de Inu Bekiv de Mizman Ze Yochalo de Ayade Doar. I feel the Berichuk Mokum. And you should look the goyim of the experts in the field. This is what the Chasam Sofer says. Fascinating. Now, I would have said, and I found it later in the Minchas Yitzchak, okay, you see from this Mishnah, 12 months is not enough. Okay, 12 months in one day. 12 months in one day, that's all. A little tiny bit more than 12 months should suffice. Yosef Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay, add an extra day. Fine. Now, Rabbosai, we have to analyze this issue. You may recall that last week we were starting to learn the Tshuvas of Rav Zalman Nechemiah Shalita on this matter, And he said that he wrote a letter, a tshuva, a long time ago about this topic, and it wasn't printed in this Kol Tzvi, because it wasn't relevant to us directly, but in the Yeshurun, they printed it. Yeshurun is the, as you can see, a much thicker volume. They fill up quickly. So, they quote here. And if you look in Kol Tzvi, V'nelefnei shonim rabos kasafti v'din agunos v'yemakash rabuntim v'zatzal v'atik v'zeh mashe kasafti. In my letter, he wrote, I gave you a Xerox. But here, they took it and they wrote, She'elah, Maisa Shakara Bahodu. This happened in India in the 60s. Rav Zalman was a very young man. Shabal Nosal Iracheres Esparnisha. Varisha Muhumos Benkitos Shonos. You know, the different tribes in India that were killing each other? You know? I'm not sure tribes is the right word.
Factions, maybe?
Different religious groups or sects, whatever it was. And there were Eidos that in that time, when it was Mahumas, the man left his house. When he was wearing the clothes of one of these groups, which is a minority in that town, and people in that group were Besakonis the Fushes in the street, not in the house, in the street. They couldn't find him, and they gave a reward in the newspapers, whoever could locate him, nothing came. They buried all the dead without identifying them. It's India, in the 60s. A mass grave. No one knows. Was he in that grave? No one knows. No one bothered to try to identify them. I'm not sure what kind of dental records they had in India in the 1960s. They could have been positive identification anyway. Tshuva. Tshuva. So, we have this concept that someone who was in a war zone, right? A war zone. So we can't be making too much. It's chumri chayim and chumri meisim. So the rosh simon yudal quotes from Gittin, daf chav ches, ma'ash adam sof, things of this nature. It's a concept of tzuva mirabonim. Rabbos like right over here on our daf, kuf chav aleph amen aleph, tzuva mirabonim. What's tzuva mirabonim? It's important to see what's happening over here in the sugya. Okay. Gemara says as follows. Omer Avashi. It's about 20 lines up. Ha Damer Rabbanon Mayim Shem Lemsof Ishto Asura Hani Bili Binish De Alma. Avol. The line begins with the words Tzuva Merabbanon Lo. A special exception for Tzuva Merabbanon for a big Talmud Chacham. Why? Why? When playing favorites? Chas v'sholom. The facts are different. E Esau, the Solik, Kol Yisrael. Had he surfaced, if you may use that expression, it would make a tremendous mess. They found some of the Gedolim. Rabbi Chanan Wasim, Hashem Yim Kom Dom. He was killed. He was the people who witnessed and saw him being killed. But let's say there were no witnesses. They disappeared. And he'd show up somewhere. We think he wouldn't find out. The whole world would make a tumult. Rabbi Chanan survived. I would have survived. He didn't. So, it was not just a Plaid survived. The whole Tzuva Merabbanon, a major Talmud Chacham. Moses Veloi. Losh Lidash the Alma, Velosh the Tzuva Merabbanon. The Evid in Lechatchilano. We already mentioned before. Mayam Shem and Sofim Nisit Lo Teitze. But Lechatchilano Tinase, even if the husband was a Tzuva Merabbanon. That's the Gemara over here at Kuf Chaf Aleph, Omen Aleph. Okay. So now he quotes a Chasam Sof. The reason why we ask about Tzuva Merabbanon presumably is because of low plug. Low plug. Fine. No distinctions are made. Low plug. It's Chasam quotes in a few places, he says. He says like this. Says, Chasam Sofer. Oh, a long story. He says, he wanted him out to be lechatchila, Then he's not completely clear. Then he says like this, Hayom zeh kolkach borur, yosu mimayim she'en lemsof v'tzuvim rabbonim, she'en afilu miyut. In other words, he's saying that b'zman hazeh, because of the communication, etc. So everyone nowadays is as least as good as tzuvim rabbonim. Now it's true, a tzuvim rabbonim in fact is also the nasa l'chadchila. That's only because of low pluk. Not got a distinction. Go check his bechina. Did he get a 99 the bechina? Did he get a 95? What's the tzuvim rabbonim? So much of low pluk, they answered everything. But nowadays, that everybody can communicate. There's a tumult about everybody because of the newspapers, etc., etc. Perhaps we should be making for everyone. That's the discussion. So should we at least low tetze? And nowadays, perhaps we should say there's no low pluk. There's no low pluk. He told the chasam sof his time. Rabosai, if you take a look in the Ramah, in Sif Tezvov, he quotes a Truma Sadeshen. Truma Sadeshen is talking in his time. He lived many hundreds of years ago. The Chasam Sofa lived into the 19th century. Truma Sadeshen, he's talking about the 15th century. He's talking about hundreds of years before. It's quoted in Sif Tezvov. But there are more quotes of Truma Sadeshen. And the Lashon is found over here in Otzer HaPoskim, Sivkotten Kuf Chof. Okay. Let's see if I can find it. The Beis Shmuel quotes a little bit of it in Sivkotten Nun. Well, look it up, you'll see part of it. Truma Sadeshen. Says, if you have a situation where there's an umdana, that the guy didn't show up. So he says, nowadays, Truma Sadeshen, nowadays we are psurim b'chol mokom. Truma is spread out all over the world. And as a result of that, Tanumdana, we would have found out about it. If that's true in his day, Kavachomer, this is Chasam Sofa's day, Kavachomer to World War II, Kavachomer to Bzav Nechem's case in the 60s, this is Kavachomer nowadays. What's Bzav Nechem's big chiddush? He goes back to something she spoke about a long time ago. I think it could be the very first day we're learning these in Yonim back. We're learning in the that Peches, the top Rashi. Borili, going by Yedei Simonim, right? So the woman is convinced that her husband is not alive, because had he been alive, he would have returned. That's it. She's sure he would have returned had he been alive. Not that she saw him dead. We spoke about that a long time ago. So in that kind of case, according to Rashi, is Lotetze. Why lo tinasa? You know why? Quotes my elder Zeta, Pnei Yeshua, Laz, she's Borali. She wants to get married, so she made up Borali. She's not really Borali. So Zav Nechema suggests, the only time there's a Laz is if the Laz will say that the husband is alive, and she only said this Laz, that she's convinced that he's dead, in order to remarry. However, what if the din is that if Nisei Slotetze, we're not going to accuse her of a lies to make it a tinas of the chatchila. If she wanted to get married, she had an easy option. Just marry, and then once your facts are on the ground, the rabbi will tell you to stay married. That's Avraham Nechemi's fancy footwork in these kinds of situations. Especially nowadays, that he thinks that most people would say Barili. Given the facts of today, and there's no communication, when it's so easy to communicate, so every woman's going to say, my husband didn't communicate, he must be dead. Barili. So you have Rashi's situation over on top of the modern-day situation. That's what Rav Zalman Nechemi wrote to Rabbi Unterman back in the 60s, to which he refers over here. Oh. So now, Rabbi Osai, we were learning Sif Lamed Vav. We started talking about the terrible Nazi situation. And I want to read you again more sources from the Kuntres Agunos HaShoah, as it's called over here, in the Sefer Oter Aposkim, Sif Lamed Vav. He has Kuntres, starts on page Kuf Chav Dalet, and it goes quite a few pages until Kuf Lamed. That's double pages. So it's about 12 and a half pages, all about these terrible stories. I'm going to try to give you a summation what's written under here from the Gedolei Aposkim about these difficult problems. We spoke about it already a little bit, and it goes over the gas chambers. We spoke about that already on Thursday. Then, if you went to the left, Selectia, left means you were doomed to go to the gas chamber. Well, that's what we spoke about already. What about, we start today, what's called here Oz Gimel, you know he was taken to the death camp, but you're not sure, was he sent to the right or to the left? There's no testimony about that. It's a much more serious question. So the suggestion is made by the Chelkas Yaakov, that's a Breish, who survived the war and ended up in Switzerland. He says, you know what? He thinks that even though there's no testimony whether they're sent to the right or sent to the left, there's still room to be lenient. You know why? Because most of them died. Wait a minute! Most of them died? That's Ma'am Shem himself? They're about an accident. It's a very big chiddush, he says. Ma'am Shem himself, we say most people died, that's what's called the Ruba the Lesser Kaman. Important phrase. Ruba the Lesser Kaman means we have X number of people in front of us. Of these X, most of them died. No. All the shipwrecks in the world, history of the world, and Ma'am Shem himself, we can't measure people. That's what's called the Ruba the Lesser Kaman. There's no robe in front of us. It's just a historical knowledge of shipwrecks since Adam Arishan, since Noah. So whatever it is, the most people don't survive if the boat goes down in endless waters. That's the reality. It's what's called Mayim She'en himself. He saw those beautiful Gemaras with held onto the daf, and he thought he was dead, and he survived. You know, this interesting, we'll call miraculous situation of survival. Says the Chalkas Yaakov, what about Ruba de Issa Kaman? What does that mean? We can count noses. We know how many people were taken to these death camps, and we know how many people came out alive. Literally people, not just a speculative number what's called shipwrecks in the world. We know their exact records, how many people went into these camps, and we know that it's certainly clear the vast majority were killed. So they were brought there for to be killed. So therefore, it's what's called the Ruba de Issa Kaman. Combine that with the role that if he were alive, he would have communicated by now. So it's called Trey Ruby. That's our topic for today. Trey Ruby, which is a phrase not found anywhere here in Yavamos. Who knows where the phrase is found? No Bucky Bishas, anybody? No Bucky Bishas? Trey Ruby? The Sug of Ksubis, the Sug of Yuchsin. Mal also be Yuchsin. Can't allow someone to marry us, it's proper. But if it's Trey Ruby, two robes, then we are allowed to rely upon it. Says the Chelkas Yaakov, the problem, which he's assuming, we'll get to it with greater length today. The problem with Trey Ruby, if they come consecutively, one after the other. So the first robe came, and we answered it. The second robe came later on. So that first robe is already gone, the second robe is now. Neither row is enough on its own to be matirid. If they don't come consecutively, they're ineffective. However, he writes over here that the women who came to remarry after the end of the Holocaust, until they got around to come to the Beis Din, was at least 8 months after the war ended. And by that point in time, 8 months after the war, not just the war ended, but it was a chakira atzuma shemeolam lo nasa kamoa. He said that the search for survivors in the 8 months past the Holocaust was so intense and great that in history there's never been such an intense search for survivors. And the fact that the 8 months passed, then in combination with the fact that there's a Rubidis to come on, allows the Chelkas Yaakov to permit her to remarry. That's what he says. Now, where do you find this concept of Treru Rubu Basachas? Comes from earlier here in Simon Sivkotten, Reish Sabach, I was with there before. Os Beis, were there before. Based on the Tosis right over here, on Kuf Chof Aleph Amad Aleph. Take a look. Kuf Chof Aleph Amad Aleph. V'loi, lo shna tzuva merabonah, says Tosis. The Av Al Gav de Rubayu tzuva merabonah. Is Solik. Kol Islay, most people of this stature, if they survive, they'd be a kol. Komakom, lo chashina lo sirov, means we don't follow that rov. What example is given? Kamo gabe gosasin. The aim may eat an alehem. Apopi sheruban mason. So the majority itself is not enough to carry the day. Not enough to carry the day. So, Pashtus, someone understand. That in a typical individual, Rabbi Osai, who's not a Tzuvim Rabbanim, there is no Rov that he died in Mayim Shein himself. If it's a Tzuvim Rabbanim, then there is a Rov. But Rabbi Osai, we assume, and that's logical assume, that a plain person, there certainly is a Rov that he died in the Mayim Shein himself. So what is accomplished by Tzuva Merabonon? Well, you have one robe, so what do you say it's what it's? It's called what? Trei Rubi. Two robes. Again, if you learn, Rabosai, some say, if you learn that a stamp person is no robe, and Tzuva Merabonon is one robe, and we talk aseret, so we can say two robes is mutter. If you assume that the average person is one rov, and Tzuvim Rabbanim is two rovs, and Alpha became his usher, so at first glance, there are those who are going to say this whole hetter of Trei Rubi doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Oh, they say as follows. So I want to suggest that depends when the two rovs come. Here, the first rov came right away. It's a gold capsized. The second rov came when enough time lapsed that had this Tzuvim Rabbanim been survived, the world would have gotten back. So the two robes, because they don't come at one time, that's why we have to ask the Midr Rabbanan for her to remarry. That's how some understand over here. Oh. Now, here's a big question of who can actually survive these Mayim Shein himself. We saw Tosfos Lamed Vav that the majority are gonna die. The Rosh says it's a Mir that lives is Lo Shchiach Klal, and therefore Lo Teitze. We had a Stira Rabbi Osai in Tosfosin whether the Mir that survives is Matzui or Ein Matzui. We have to understand Tosfos Lamed Vav says it's a Mir that Matzui, and here they say no, there is a Stira in the Rosh. Did I show you about those two Rushes last week?
You started quoting the Koran Sun.
Right. So take a look at the two Rushes just for a minute, just to refresh our memories. First, we'll see the Rush Perek Dalet Simen Hay. Just for a second. Just see two Rushes. It seems to be a contradiction. Perek Dalet Simen Hay. The chashina and the miyuta the shchicha kamo gabe mayim she'en lehem sov the ishto asura. The go says she'en meidin olav lasiyas ishto afal pi she'rov goes to the misa. Interesting comparison in the Rosh, because we well know that mayim she'en himself in misa loteitze. Would the same thing apply to a go says? That's the kind we mentioned it last week. But in any event, here he's saying it's considered to be a what? a situation of mir de shchicha. This is in Perek Dalet in the Rosh Simen Hey. There's another Rosh which seems to say exactly, mamash exactly the reverse. Okay, that's in Perek Tezayin Simen Aleph. Steer it. Take a look. Perek Tezayin and the Rosh Simen Aleph. Like this, the shani hani tavi miyutad lo shchicha klal. A miyutad lo shchicha klal, and that's why if a we said earlier, ma'am shalom sov that means come on. It means it's lo mafkinim inay. Why not? The answer is miyut lo shchicha klal. Obviously, it's stira gluya. Here goes the miyut lo shchicha, and here's the miyut lo shchicha klal. Off by a lot. So this is a very serious stira. We have to answer it. But let's take a look before we answer it and see what the Pesach Tshuva says in Sifkaten, Kuf Lamed Gimel. Okay, Rabbosai? Pesach Tshuva, Kuf Lamed Gimel. It's all about Trey Rubin. Not going to be the entire, it's pretty long. The whole story. Ma'ase sheh be'echad shehalach al pnei ha'mayim al ha'glida. We call glita, we call ice cream. Glita meant ice. It was the water was iced up. And he said, oh, so save time. Why go walk on the ice? The rest of the story is found in the Taz, or the Barahetiv. It was cool for the Taz Memhe. There was one place where the water was not frozen over. Died. Himself. He tiru chach me'adores ishto. Tamamoyas is the Beritiv Oskuf. Kevan da Mayim Ayun Nikroshim was frozen. Dino Kemayim Sheshlim himself. What good is it? The water go? It couldn't get up. It was a solid block of ice, impossible, impenetrable, right? So therefore he must be dead. Okay, fine. Who was masking to this? Shuvas Abach, the Marashah, the Bach, Gdoli Adar, who? Pnei Yeshua. Okay, other Gdolim get involved. And others didn't like it so much. About a ghost says, that's not what I want to discuss right now. And I'm going to quote you, it says in a little bit bigger print, it says, V'ayin shom. I'll describe it to you. It's a little less than halfway through Kuflam and Gimel. V'ayin shom, V'ayin shin, Osha Kosov, V'ayin shin, Yaakov. Kam Skurani ki b'mei churf when I was a young man. A sayosi base kvod mori virabi hagoin maharach zalmi valojin. Chaim valojin. Nishal ashele kinzu. Biechat shenofo mehagesher shegovoa harbe mehakerach. He fell from a bridge very high above the ice. Venofo mehagesher ala kerach, umehakerach zofa mine. He hit the ice and he went, got through the ice and ended up in the water. Venever below nimsa. Vetsida lahat nimitam tre rubi. Here we go. Hand the Nefila Migova base comas Rubin the Misa based on Skilas and Edrin with the Travis and a fool of Shalok Mosh Sinai. Ubahadi raised at the mind of Shane himself. So you have two things. It's called Trey Ruby. Here's the source, Rabosai. We call it in our language Trey Ruby. And there's a source for this Trey Ruby, Rabosai and Arashi, on Daf Kuf Chof. Take a look at the Mishnah. Kuf Chof Amanat was Arashi. Which indicates that perhaps. Rashi says in Kuf Chof, our Mishnah says, Vafilu ra'u meguyod vitzaluv. Right? What's meguyod mean? He's cut up. Tzaluv means he's on a cross. So Rashi has a different, either change the gears or change the pshat. Oh, tzaluv! He keeps throwing an oh. Not both. Why? The woman bold to betray Ruby. So Rashi had to change from ver to O. Oh. That's the source for this idea of Trey Ruby. Fine. This is what Reb Chaim Volozhin has said, as quoted by the Baal Mishkanes Yaakov. The problem is, what do you do with our Tosis? Kuf Chaf Aleph from an Aleph. Mayim Shen Lemsov is one row. Atzurim Rabbanon is an additional row. And still Lo Tinasei. This question is raised here by the Pischei Tshuva. Again, Pischei Tshuva is in Sivkotin. Kuf Lamed Gimel. It's quite lengthy. Not reading the entire thing. Says, what do you do with the sugin kuf chaf aleph? But presumably there are two roves, a tzuva merabana. Afal pikein lechatchila we paskin lo tinase. That's an excellent question. An excellent question. So we have to understand what's going on over here. I have to tell you that the Otzer Apostle quotes a Shita, which I mentioned very briefly last time. We really have no choice but to reject rather seriously, because otherwise we'd be in major trouble. This is found over here. I just want to look it up. The quotes of Chelkas Yaakov, one of the great Gedolim Pasuk and Shailas of Agunas after World War II. And he said, someone asked the following question. There are thousands, thousands and thousands of Agunas after World War II. It's true that each and every Aguna is a significant rove that a husband dies. If you put together thousands of them, then somewhere along the line, those thousands, somebody is going to have a husband and walk back alive. Gewalt. Gewalt. About. That's the problem. So we assume that's not true. We assume that, aside from the fact that the Holocaust was Trey Ruby, he says, we'll get to that later. We assume that we treat every case individually. You don't put thousands of cases together. I saw a fight about this in an unlikely place recently. It's a tremendous fight of Osai, nothing to do with Agunas, with milk. Made from the Rav Shechter, she doesn't drink any milk. Why not? You put together all the milk from all the cows together, and it's going to be more than 1/60th of a milk from a trefer. And the Rov Poskim, based on the Beferish and Mechaba, say no. Each cow is passed on individually, you don't integrate. Put them all together. We take you pick off one cow at a time. And one of the contrasin, and I think it's called Beis Aaron v'Yisroel, a certain rabbi wrote, he saw somebody said that although it says in Shulchan Aruch before Shigemar that a pregnant woman is supposed to fast on Yom Kippur, if you put 1,000 pregnant women together, so one is going to become endangered by it. So every woman who's pregnant should eat on Yom Kippur. He says, Chas v'sholom, says your thing. We don't make these cheshbonos. Each and every woman, this chance is overwhelming, she's not in danger. And that's true. He says, you can't go around with these cheshbonos. Fine, Rabbi Osai. Fine. It's interesting. There's a Gemara. What happened? We saw someone's thrown into the ocean, and they found one leg. So we saw that you could remarry after 12 months. So we saw that in the Shulchan Aruch. What do you see from this? That if it would not be the fact that it fell into the Yam, this time they found the leg. We lo tinase. Why? The answer must be, even though trefa ain't a chaya, but there's a miut, a small minority that can actually survive more than 12 months. Mayan shen l'msof. It must be a double rove. I tuva merabonan, lo plug. Lo plug, but Beis Rabbi works, because everybody's going to be mut. That's what the poskim say. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, there were those who claim that the reason why Machah by Tumim Rabbanon, because there aren't two tzadim lahakim. One is he died because his boat sinks. And two is, well, we would have had him survive, he would have heard about his Tumim Rabbanon. It's all the same thing. Not two tzadim. It's really only one sad. If there are two tzadim, there's more room to be made.
Maybe
just repeat that? Yeah. Because this is all found in the Ulster Poskim there. That the only time we say that we're machmir, if the two tzadim are really only one. So if we're about it, it's not an independent concept. That means that the chance of his dying as the Maim Shalom himself is much stronger because that the person that survived, the buzz would have gone around the world. That's that far. Could be. And now, he quotes a Mordechai and a Pchulin. Not a mute of the mute, if it's all only one side. Could be. Now, so the answer presumably is, and this we said before, it's all a lead up to this answer, it all depends. Are these two robes the Vasachas or the two robes Vizacharzeh? That's the shayla. Are they Vasachas? We can be Megal. Vizacharzeh, we have to be Machmir. This is again in Simon Reish, Sikotin Reish Samach. Those Beis and Gimel, that's the major discussion, spans many, many pages. Hasovim Gimel is entitled. And others disagree on either side. But this is, those want to look up these sources, that's where it's found. We're going to come in a minute. Does our screen work today? Who does anyone want to put the screen on? I'm going to give it a truth for a bunch. What I asked you to see. Screen. We'll get to it momentarily. Thank you. Should be this motion. Everyone It's interesting, the Pesachei Tshuva Kuflam and Gil makes a reference to the Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan in the Ber Yitzchak. There's the concept of Svek Sveka, the Simon Kuf Yud. We know what make on Svek Sveka. So many poskim say that Svek Sveka only works. What's the matter? Svek Sveka only works if the two Svekas came together. Otherwise, but now it's time to Svek Sveka. The first one was already Huchra Luchumra, and it's already gone. So too, Turei Rube, Bezeh, Achar, Zeh. But Bishop Chonin says, based upon the Chassam Sofer, nowadays is a post office and a telegraph and a newspaper. It's better than Tzuvah Merabonon. And therefore, this is a very important nuance over here. I'm going to read you the actual Lush. How we doing?
It's
warming up?
Yeah.
Okay. Ein Yitzchak. Again, Abisko Chachanan. It's found over here on page Zion of an Aleph in the Ultra Poskim. Is this false? Normally, Lo Nodu Ashnei Rubi Biachat. That's what we're machmir. It's Egris Moshe. Evan as a chelik aleph, simon ben aleph. That's what I have to see. Screen. Okay. Oh, I think a little bigger. Go ahead. Oh, okay, good.
Right. How much words?
Let's start from the beginning. Good. Slow. So, we're both sides. Nowadays, there's a phone and there's newspapers, post office. We should say that It's better than Tzuvah Mirabbanan. Why? By the time the woman has a Gvias Eidus that her husband died in the Mayim Shem Lesof of the Holocaust, already passed the time that had he been alive, he would have notified her. It's labeled as two roves bevasachas. Wow. We said before that according to the Minchas Yisrael depend upon when she came to Bezdin. Wow. Here he says, depends upon, what's it called over here? Gvias Eidus. It's not exactly clear when you measure these things. But certainly the concept exists, Laloch. So now, Rabbi Osai, I'd like to spend some time with you together. We're reading Rabbi Moshe's classic Shuvah, the very first Shuvah that, to my knowledge, that he wrote on Holocaust matters, and just try to read as much as we can and keep our Gemaras open, because Rabbi Moshe, as you know, goes through Gemaras and gives his pshat, Gemaras, Rishonim. This would be a good way for us to chazer this very complex sugya. Okay, Rabbi Osai, let's go together. Binyan Talmud Chacham Afurusim Shenevah Zichah Bimei Agzeres Da Nazis. And this is written Ches Teves Tov Shin Ches, the winter of 1947. I assume, because this was January 48, around that time. Hinei B'dvar Eishes Talmud Chacham Afurusim Asher Lefi Ha'edus Sheroa Bichtovo Bo Lo Ha'ir Sharis Ishto V'zar Hashem V'lo Mitzom Ki Kvar Olichu Osim Arusim V'yeshes Chilu Lo Tes Misham Benisha Sham Kilohoya Efshalisa Misham, the transport Acher, Fia Yadir Sohoya, oh, Kitecha Bol Sham Anatis, Ubahir Nergu Kulam, Mechemi Kolarm Shabu Medina, with a Harbe Shanam Shlandisha Mimeno Benachaim, for Abu Sholo Shanam Achem Lachama, Ubogami Rusalan, Russia, Roman Isharm Bechaim Shimotulova, the Mishnah Vizaro Bol Misham the Po America. V'lo shomim mimenu, lo b'ruslan, v'lo b'chol ha'makomos, sh'ovru, af shekemat, hikiru, kol ha'tamidachom, v'nei yeshivas, sh'mefuzarim ha'makomos, arba b'ruslan, v'chol Europe, u'v'ha'lagerin, he's in the camps, v'lo ra'u b'shomok, v'yesh l'krov, g'dole, Torah b'pol, v'eretz Yisrael, sh'yoda mehen, v'im hoya b'chayim, v'ada, ha'kosim lehem, lo'vada me'yishna v'zaro, גם כדי שישתדלו להביאו לפה לארץ ישראל, כמו שעושים כל הנשארים בחיים, שרוצים לצאת משם, מצד הצורס המרובס, שבכל העולם, אם יש מקום להתחיל מקו ליג. רבו סי, this is the question is clear. ומחמה שמחויובים לשקול, לתקונות פנוס ישראל, עיינתי בעניין החומר הזה, right, Rav Moshe? השם יזברוך, יעזרנו של ניקון שלך, שמר הלוכה, זה יחיל. We saw this on Thursday. What's the reason? To me, it's not a matzoi. That for a male, I chosh chayish hazeh. Let me show you the ancient ish. I ain't sure. Tosis though, kash is different. Valiat tosis, fine. But the rush, I will rush valiat kosher. Tremendous kash. Skip. I'll go to his ter. His terrors. Lachain hanochon is died to the tarvayu isna. They're both right. Top line. The chomayish shall himself. The etzem had solo who miut hamatzoi. The fact that the person can be saved, people dive in and save him. Avo shiyia nitzo, umikomakom yenevat zichro, zeyna matu. Cholahuv do shuvah begemar nimtzu techef. As right away, it's a mere tamatu. Did he or didn't he survive? But once time lapses, it converts into what they call a miut sheyna matu. What's the Rambam? Rak baba zichro yodin lenachla. Came to Rachel, and should law of Zichro, who mean a matzui. Tosin Rosh hold, al ain't a matzui, but chila, lo how you goes in cloud, af lachumres eshesish, avo, kevon, she etzem at solo. Oh, what did you just do? What did you do? Oh, no. How did I close it? I just pressed the button.
I didn't know. Oh, I'll give it a second.
to go start from the beginning?
No. Just open it.
I'm so sorry.
This one right here.
I haven't done this before. Well, it's the whole year I haven't done this. This is my first time I ever turned the whole machine off.
Fine. Right. Let me go and now we're just skipping
again. I start all over again.
Yeah, it pushed the top. It's all.
Yeah. And then I don't
know.
I gotta make it bigger again. Yeah. It's not be so big. Okay, that's good.
That's good.
It's really well. Okay, I'll make sure. Oh.
Put the mask next to that.
Hope I don't make any more mistakes. Okay. Here's his teretz. The Rambam. Rakba Ova Zichu Yod L'Nachlam. Kein Tzor Avlom HaMishu D'Belo Ova Zichu Yod L'Motsu. Al Eina Motsu B'Tchila Lo Hayu Goz M'Klal Af L'Chumas Eish Esish. Al Bekeme She'Be'etzem Atzolo Mi'et Motsu. Kazeh She'esh Likzo B'Shvilo. Ap Bishar Yisru. בצורך לעשר איזה זמן עד שישחה של אובה זכרו שיוצא מכלל מי אתה מוציא. העריכו לגזור משומחו מדי שסיש אף כשאובה זכרו כמה שהקלפונים יש קצת סופק אף שהוא מי את שאינו מוציא שבתחיל לא היה חושב לגזור בשביל זה אף מתעדכו מדי שסיש. אך אם לא היה כלל סופק לא היה שייך לעשר בדאובה זכרו אף שנמצא בשצור ליתן זמן וגם דבר לשיעור זמן גם דבר לשיעור אבל כאילו שקצת סופק עושה בכל מה שזה יש לידו לשיעורי נכון בצידו כן זה קידוש נפירה פעם לכן היו סבורן רב אשי ולדשת הבאס ודרב נחמן בצובה רבונן אוקיי רב אוסי רב מושי סקוונג over here in the סוגיה צובה מרבונן רב אוסי צובה מרבונן So it's found in a number of places. And we paskin that Tzuvah Merabbanan is the same as everybody else. Rav Ashi thought, no. Rav Ashi thought, Abel Tzuvah Merabbanan, lo. That's what Rav Ashi thought. That's what he thought. Okay? And Lishnabash with the Rav Nachman also presumably holds is going to be makel by Tzuvah Merabbanan. What were they thinking? Who gaber rabba, avshavare gaber hu ois asura is zman asher efshalo hivoda, kad yisa bimodachai ensha. Acha shav is man goyo, shir nishma mimenu maya nitzo lecha shuv sofi klal, ven shayak memelo les avshu li shiurin. Adi goyis is lo shno, gaber hu ika ktsa sofi, kad ikosu atos hasham, yesh miyut, shafi gaber rabba lo nishma lirubayu, after Nikdan Asovik Mishar Gavri, so now we're down to Mishan and Motsui. Mikomakom Shaykh Limbigza Laharach Isa Shekvar Gozu. So far, so good, Rabbi Osai? Let's have him again. The steer and the rush, is it Motsui and a Motsui? Both are right. Starts off as Motsui, but when you put together the fact that they didn't show up and no one heard from him, becomes Eino Motsui. So what's the fight over there? Rav Ashi and Lishnah Bas and Rav Nachman, they want to be Mekel. What's the job? Shebetchila lo hayo gozim b'mir chen ha-motzui. Rak achashut shkudik zor ezen zman. Shia oz mir ha-motzui. Sehrichu ha-yisaf shenach ein ha-motzui. So Rav Ashi and Lishnah Bas and Rav Nachman say, no! Shayach zeh rak b'stam odom. Sh'av shegam kein be'ovad zichro hu mir chen ha-motzui mikol makom. Who rak mitzad also a robe atmo sha'ostru mitchila do acherim ein magishin bem sheyishmu shenitzolu yeah elamachas a robe shenitzolin boil the basam v'lochein kemen shemach hazeh shenem v'basam hutzru leser ezes mach shadayin leyam mu'it ha-matzoi lo nosu l'shirim mitzad chol meshes ish v'rosu mach hazeh av shenikla nakbir kozman sheish k'tzah safek shu l'rov ha-poskim gam li'olam av sha'atu ein ha-matzoi אבל בצורה מרבונן וגבר רבו שיש כל Me'acherim ma'akma shemagishim behem b'chol mokom shiimtzu shiimatsu shal safek miyut kazeh lo osru adayim v'luhut shru lesok sheyobo azman shekfor yesh dios kolom imisa de solek hu techef miyut shenemotsin shebishvil zeh negzor b'tchila nu u'mechash ve'zeh legzere shebitchila mishum shemashagazu mitchila hayal aruba v'zeh shalabo lebeso Shayamotsi Aziz Man Mapashanitsa Lamokam Rochok. The Gamulai Nechlo is Damin Mikrecher Acher Hamotsu Shalachain is Acher Verichbo Isa. Ab Aleinu Motsu. Abal Rubo, the Isa the Sol Kol Islay Lo Gazu Klal. That Diana Hoya Klal Rov Zevetel Shayatsarok Leos Kolosh Urak over Aziz Man. Who take up in a Motsu Shen Ligzor. Chen Savish Muteris Aziz from Rabbanan. Veshes Gaber Rabba, I think Moses says, no, because it was a Surah's man. Okay, fine. Nimsa. Ravashi, Lishnabaster Rav Nachman, we can learn the following so. Shalachuliyama Vishulmiya Chenamotsui, Lohoyu Gozu Betchila. Drag Hecha, the Kvogozu Vishulmiya Namotsui, Akshini Tosif, Rav Acher, Pligim Vaskada. Whether he goes or not. He raya gedola the shidas hatosis varoshka de bayarti as I explained it. So far, so good. Now he goes to Pisgah. Shuma Sadesh. The Gemara says, Lo shna, mitzvah rabbanon, hu mitam lo plug rabbanon, shalachora dachuk lo ma lo plug biguna. Why do they say guna? Why? You don't say lo plug. That's the vort we saw. Where do we see it? For a mitzvah, I read it to you from the Old Zerah Polsk. I think the Mitzchas Yitzchak said so. So Moshe is saying something along those lines. Yeah. No machlokus. They hold Rov Chodosh. Shetechev u'miyat shenemotzi. Shenligzer mitchilam. That's what he learns. They have a tomb of the Desh and his father. Nay, the Vada Yeshmit Kepirish HaToysvis. Havelhu l'enam motzi. So Rav Ashi of Nishbas from Nachman Amekil, my time of pulling a gemara matzkana. So they learned lo plug. Afshev bevada yesh lachal b'tzuv rabbanon v'gavar rabbi v'la'afshev kerov chodesh. Mikol makom mitzad lo plug rabbanon lo hechshivu kerov chodesh. Azi basar isu lemaisa vechshivu rak keuklan amiut etc. Lo plug iklal atamatosis. The holo yaklal shum miut lo yu olsim shum lo plug biguna af. This finishes Anaf Aleph from both sides, which has many Anaf, many branches to this classic tshuva on the topic of the World War II Agudas. So we did finish Anaf Aleph. Let's go further. Start Anaf Beis. Now, Boss, I'm going quickly. Just to read through it. You have a chance if you want on your own to chazer Rabbi Moshe's. I actually brought it in. They can smash the chelik Aleph. Tshuvas Hadeshin Shem Mechadish. Sherov the Gabaraba Shaneva Zikro Shim Isa the Chaya Yanishma the Kol Islay, Apolo Eda Shanitba Khadoma, Nechshav Kidimajan Asal. What a Kiddush Nifla. The mere fact that the Tzuva Merabanan didn't communicate, this itself is enough to say that there's a robe that he's dead. No other circumstantial evidence whatsoever. Just disappears, takes a walk, is gone. Can you imagine that? Could anything gonna happen to him? Wow. 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 A pellet. The Irish and the Akkad, the Oyamis and the Vituma, the male and Niftal Gamma Kol, the Kolna say this and Akkad, Shane the Klum, although I'm a basin, because I said the Rov Zelavat, either Amon, Sif Yuzayin, Sif Tezvel Kos, Avim Shalu, Yisro, Vigit Shemes, Vigit Umdun, the Samuchichos, Alpha Pisha, Eno Mesil, Vituma, Mikomakom, in the Slotate, in Yesh Rayas Umdun, the Shemes, he quotes the Truma Sadeshen. Mashma Sharak Batsir of Eidus Akum Matir. No! Look in the Chelkas Machokas, Lamed Gil, the Beshmul Sukkot Nun. The Ach below Eidus Cloud. Hegadiko Raya of Umdun, the Stin of Tavishman himself. I am Shah Negro. Mukra King. Eidus Anokhim Beino, Mesila Vitumo, Hoeno Klum. Ubakor Shimitzad Umdun Azul of Ad, done Truma Sadeshen, Kidin Mayim Shem himself. Problem is, We pass the Mira Motsui, it's no good. Nisus Teitze. How did he know? Sherov Zed, the Hoya Kola, the Gabba Rabba, Shenev Zichro, who Mir Shenem Motsuk, Mashal himself, the Mesvaras Atzlo Rochok, Dochuk, Shioma came, the Vare Hoya Royal, he stopped the Shemelo Dom, Mashal himself. How do you know that the mere fact that the news of the miraculous survival of this Talmud Chacham Mefursim, the fact that it didn't surface that news item, indicates that he is absolutely dead? How do you know? Who said? No, he says, according to what I said, it's very good. Because Rav Ashi, the Shnabaster of Nachman, hold Tzuvim Rabbon of Agava Rabba, who mir Tamotzui, the lawyer called a lawyer Matirin. We can make an exam. Fine. The must be to me, Shana Matsui. Remember, it's Leos, Mitzad, Rov, Zel, the Vad, in Nisis Lotese, like Maya Shana Sof. Oh. So why does Lachat Chila? I had a take of Rov and Mir Shana Matsui. Toast the Russian enemy in Xera. Yeah, near a Poshant. The Hecha, the Lonofa, the Maya, the Nevad. Hoyesh Leos, Mishula, Kol. Shelo yavet klal, abo zeh umir ta motzui, she yavet haftu umir abonon, v'gabar abo le'ezes man, v'nimtza sha'os shu mitzad rov, zeh betchila shayam umir ta motzui, v'lochein herichu les v'gam olam mitzad rov zeh, v'shem it's man rav, nas mir chen motzui. In other words, the initial response, oh, had he returned, he would have been alive, that's umir ta motzui, in fact, came back later. Lachain, Rak Benitba B'mayim Shein Lemsof. V'chadome. Shelo Shayach Kolo Al Meshach Hazman HaKot V'mkein Lo Osru Adai Mitzad Rov Zeh Shayach Tamar Vashi L'shtabastu Am Nachash Mitzad Ruba De Kolot Shein Lemotsu Yamir Lo Yosru. Fine. And Gosis. Big fight. We saw this a little bit in the Korban Nisan on Rabbo Sai. So there's a big fight about the Gosei story. What's the halachic status of a Gosei? What is the status? Yeah. Let's take a look at slow. Marsha b'chora shem sover. The Gosei af imnisei teitzei. That's a whopper chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because Tosis Kuf Chafal from Nalf equated what with what? Mayan Shem Sof with Gosis. Mayan Shem Sof, we all know the din. Lo Teitze. What's going on? Turn to the Korban Asana. He quotes this. Here we go. This is a Korban Asanel Perek to Zion, the beginning, Oz Gimel. We were here a little bit before, but it's worth chazring again. B'chorz Perek Gimel, uv'gol seis nami lo azina basaruba lo hasi ishto, shim desamchina miyut l'dachayim l'cheskos eches ish. Says, the citation, al kocha adale el koi, Shemevi od raya de samchinan miyot lechazaka lechumra can cause of marasho. Marasho's machme. Abel Baal Toysis Yontif, that's what we called the Badana Yontif, the Ebuchorah says no. Viloshin Rabbeinu de Hocha Nire. The Begos says Nami lechatchila ein meidin olav shumais. Abel Anisis lamafkinon. The Medame Gosis the din mayim shein lem sof. Zechidish din lahat ebed yevet marasho niska bechol aposkin. Should have found it somewhere in Shas. But he's right. Tosis Kuf Chaf Aleph. And we just read it before. We make the comparison of Goseis and Mayim She'ein Lehem Sof. And Chaybedin. What's the difference? There, Lo Mafkin, this is a Rove that died. And here too, Rove Goseis in the Misa. This is the famous Korban Sanal Oz Gimel in the 16th Perek here in Mesep. The Yavamas. Nope. All the Marsha do over here. So the Masholim, Pshat Tosis, no. The Miyot, Shalasa Kamon, the Tzuvah, Mirabonon, the Gabarabu, Miyot HaMotsui, Kabarov Gosis, it. Okay? Vahafim Nisei, Soyadin, Shetetsei, Mitzad Rovze. No. Why Lotetsei? Based on this complication, you have to loopsha. Again, not going to be every last line over here. And I'll give we'll skip. We just saw that. Right, so the Pesach Tshuva, Chaim Alojna, Trey Ruby, fell off the bridge and he fell into the water. Yeah. Chor Tamua, the Maskanes HaGemara Deloshna means Tzuvim Rabbonon. Vasur L'chatchila Avshik Trey Ruby the Pirish Tosis. I'm Pesach Tshuva Kuf Lama Gal Mashik Shazer. This should be Tzarachim. That was just, yeah. Look what he says. The rock, the ruba, the kolod, islahu, shenase, achar, shekvar, nesra, mitad rov, the maramilam, sof, right? Achshat, the bol, matiro, mitad rov, shenischadish, aminan, mitzad, smoke, mutu, the chazoga, blon, ischadish, adan, ruba, alasof, agashok, avok, shenasu, hatre, ruba, yachad, kigon, Uvda shenafal me'agesh al akerach, u'me'akerach l'chamayim. We just saw it. The Pesach Tshuva. It keeps calling it the Kila Zagam. We call it the Mishkan Zagam. No. Shemagrach mi'valoshin. Kon uvda the haikol b'liba v'nitchav l'mayim shehevi shom. Shalom mi'ir nos smoch mi'ir l'chazok. Shemagrach mi'ir rov mayim shem esof shu mi'ut shenamotzui. Lo aminu me'mele v'osu shok aminin rov the meis min afila me'akos akora. Hukta na'mi'ir ot yoser. Okay? Fine. Lefiza. You know, Lefiza. Im yesh od rov. Kim mayim shen l'sof. On that level, whatever that mirror is. That mirror in the mutzah. So I guess it's less than 10%. Shalom minan, smoke me to the chazok, or gam l'maskon, et yasa l'chadchila. Chenich ha mashenokto wa toysis to lo hashina l'rov to kola kim ob rov gosin. The l'chora lama lo nokto kim ob rov l'ayin shen l'sof. She's the mitzvah, what they bring it from that field. To mishum, im by a robe the color, karov the ma'am shel himself, hoisam uteres the nos egam lechatchila. Rak machmas shadami rak legosin do miyad hamatzui lechen sova the maskara the lo shna should the robes amin and smoke the chazak shall be palga palga. She nims on the toes of the hak na miyad klum. It should be dinu lechatchila to nos ma'am shel himself. Kol shev betchila lechakam lechalada. Ayin klumas adeshen. It's considered mina in the matzui. Yeah, where do you get that from? You have to say no. Like the Madania, shegam bego say simni says lo teitze. Shegam kenu mi echen a matzui. Kamen esalas adapsha. That's a riot. The Reuben lo kolam b'tzur rabbanon. We got rabbi who mi echen a matzui. Okay. That's a question. Is it a rov chodosh or not a rov chodosh? So back to our story. And most people died over there. So we should want to be maker based upon the Peshatim and the Marashah, they would have known about it in the newspapers, he has relatives, and therefore our Marashah goes back to the long description because he wants to be maker on this woman to allow her to remarry. Yeah, I'm not going to every last, this is forever. Let's just start this next paragraph, see what happens. Well, the Fizei Eshmokom the Tarez, Shidat HaBei Shmuel, which we saw last week, Sivkot Sadidal, the Begoses Gimel Yomim, Meir and Olaf, Shetamua Ma'od, the Dogon Bebavis Kasha, the Kolisha Tzricha Lahantan Gimel Chadoshim. Says like this, skipping a little bit. Shego says kaze, shehu, shegimel yamim, ghost says, Yotza me Amir Amotsu. The ghost is Chai. The Amir Amotsu Shechai Rak the ghost is Gimel Yomim. Abel the ghost is Gimel Yomim. Lomot. If you know for a fact he's a ghost for 3 days, Lomotsu Klal Sheyichya. The Yom is Techev. That's what he's suggesting over here. A little bit of an afe. Again, this is forever. He will lush in the toast of Pachoros for Russia, Reish Pepez Yivamas, Shekosu, Reish Pepez, Shalom Minan, Smoke, with the Limlotin, the Cheskas HSH, but Kosu, the Cheskas Chaim Shalom. The Cheskas Chaim, you don't say Smoke Amirt. Why? To Harov, while Chazakosu, the Chaim, Shotsumi Cheskosu, Ben Akshu, Lakshiv, Klak, Rova, Sosa, the Chazaka. I'm going to read everything. Shabbal Yodea Shishto Bonav Yeshna Beza Mokom. Yodea Shitor Lavaksham are the Krov of Shabbat America. Very strong. I'm a Chapsim also. Rak Derev Ze Yuchlu Limto also. Kenuki Yodua Lekulanu Shilu Hayakayam Hayamodia. Have is a Reyes al Cheskas Eshish. The Ankan Atan Swam with the Chazaka Shirak Mishuzel to the Chatkil of Yishan Emotsui. And therefore, in the Holocaust situations, he wants to say that it is in fact permissible for them to marry. That's what he said. That's the Adkan. Much more to be said, but I just spent the whole day with Rav Moshe's Tshuva, and I don't want to do that. Okay. We mentioned before that if it's a Ruba the Issa Kamon, then we don't apply the principle of smoke mutal the chazaka. It comes from a chavas das in Yoredeya. Okay. It's interesting. By yotze lehoreg, we throw upon him chumrei chayim. That's again. Take a look over here for just to refresh your memories. Perek tezayin sifyud aleph. Look again. Sifyud aleph in the rush. Ir shekifu kifa karkom. Even in that case, you wouldn't always say the guy's dead meat. No way to survive this. Still, we are machmir, right? Why? Because the cheskas eshesish and the cheskas chai. That's what Machmir, the Rivosh says so. Says, let's go back to the Holocaust truths. That's where I started from. That's where we're going to end. I'm going to continue tomorrow. Again, tomorrow she is 9 o'clock in the morning, or thereabouts. Yeah, sure, it's something, but as close as we can. So again, in the back of Sivkot and Shin Dalet, there's a Kuntras of the Agunos. And here, I want to summarize what most a lot of what it says over here in Sif and Os Gimel. It's very lengthy. For those who are Mekil, he says there's a Ruba the Issa Kamon. Most Jews in Europe were killed by the Nazis. That's a fact. Am I correct? Historical fact. Most Jews who were in Europe when the Nazis came into the country where they were Nebuch were killed. Ruba the Issa Kamon. Right in front of us. There's room to be Mako. Yeah. Not only that, it's Yotze Lehoreg. Right. In the olden days, there was a significant Miut which was Nitzel. And when they once they went Nitzel, now I can breathe easy. Now I'm out of danger. Any Jew in Europe who there was a bunker that killed everybody, the ghetto that killed everybody, he got out. But now he's an easy street. Nice walking down Fifth Avenue. He's hunting like an animal. Mamish. After you saw the miracles they saved from the ghetto and the gas chambers and the concentration and the death camps, now you hunt like an animal in the forest. So that's much, much different. It's a kind of a tre rube, which we'll see again elaborate upon even more than that. Here, if you want to look up more, in Os Hay. Okay, so he was sent from the ghetto out. We're not sure, did he get to the death camp or did he get to the work camp? Interesting question. We don't know the answer. We just don't know what happened. We don't know. So he writes as follows. Look. We know in these kinds of cases, something, I don't know if these statistics are correct. 6 million were killed. Right. That's a fact. I think that's a fact. You think it's more than 6 million. Their six was an underestimate. They rounded it off to 6 million. How many survived? Well, the people who were in that mix, the people who ran away to America in 1939, I'm not counting them. People were under the rule of the Nazis, how many survived? He writes over here a statistic. You look on your internet, find out where he got this number from. He says as follows. Misheshes milyone ayahudin shoyu be'eropa at that moment. Nishu be'emes lo yoser mimea v'chamishim elef. 150,000 people survived, not more. Again, it's not counting those who ran away before. Ran before, that's a different story. V'zeh echad me'arboim, 1 in 40 survived. V'lo nechshev afilu miyuta de miyuta. Wow, 1 in 40, that's 2.5%, right? Did I get it right? Up to 10% is miyut shen amatsui, beyond that is miyut amatsui. When you get down to 2.5%, it's not even a miyut de miyut. That's what he says. Again, how do we quantify these things? This is what he's saying over here in this tshuva. Again, in Otzer HaPoskim, Simen, Sivkot, again, end of Shindalit, Os, Hey. And therefore, we have to presume that everybody is dead. And he goes to the graph. I'm trying to skip the blood and gore. Is there so many robes? So many robes. Osvab goes into some of the more details. Most were killed with with guns, right? With gas chambers, mamish, just killed by a dime. And the majority of those who weren't killed in the gas chambers and being shot, what did they do with them? They took him to the labor camps, right? And what happened? Most of the people there died from the hard work, from being beaten by the Nazis, from hunger, or from disease. Psh, sad. So it's many roves. Bottom line is, out of time for the moment, that the majority, Nebuch, of those people didn't survive. This is a well-known and documented fact. Rabosai. So we'll stop here, and tomorrow at approximately 9 o'clock we will resume and try to learn some more about these difficult situations. Okay.
Just to explain how it starts, so it's relevant to the Zakat.